Thank you for joining us today for this podcast. This is a conversation with industry icons, and today we have Art Ochoa with us. Art is a Senior Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer for Cedars-Sinai. Art, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Art is a fascinating person, and you're going to enjoy this conversation. So, Art, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Number one, what have you learned that has made the real difference in your career? What's the one thing you think has really shaped your future?
Well, Eddie, I have to tell you, you know, what's interesting, you were good enough to share this question with me in advance, so I had a little bit of time to reflect on it, and it's hard to maybe boil it down to one thing, but if I had to do that, which you asked me to do, I would tell you what I tell students whenever I'm, you know, whenever I'm teaching or anyone asking for career advice. It's what I learned as a young lawyer, frankly. There are things on your job description, lots of things on your job description. But there's really only one or two things that are going to get you promoted if you do them well. And there's one or two things that are going to get you fired if you don't do them at all or you do them poorly. And everything else is sort of, you know, noise. And, you know, that's hard to hear, I think, for a lot of people. And for those of us who craft these, you know, 14, 15, 25 point job descriptions, you know, we throw everything in there. But at the end of the day, for any one job, there's really only a couple of things that actually matter in terms of moving the needle. And then there's kind of one or two, you know, third rails that if you touch them, you know, it could be over for you. And you know, all the other stuff just frankly doesn't matter as much.
Wow. That is so true. That is so true. And you know, I've
been talking people about- You know, and the funny thing is, Eddie, people get really hung up on, you know, on all this other, you know, stuff. You know, oh my God, I have to, you know, whatever, you know, in the law world, it was, you know, I have to, you know, really be involved with the summer program. Well, in the law world, what it really is about is, you know, your billable hours, for example. And, you know, in development, you know, depending on the job, you know, there can be a lot of stuff in there about whether it's, you know, contributing an article to the quarterly newsletter or making appearances at an auxiliary meeting or whatever it is. You know, that's all really nice, but the reality is that's really not the kind of stuff that's gonna get you promoted or move you up. What's gonna move you up, again, depending on your job, is gonna be, you know, how productive you are. And people can really lose focus on that. And some of it is, you know, people kind of gravitate to what they like, or, you know, we're all, you know, one of the aspects of the human condition that I think we all deal with is, you know, to some degree, we're all procrastinators. So if you're a procrastinator, you can gravitate to some of the stuff that may be easier. But some of that easier stuff, frankly, isn't the most critical stuff. And you can lose sight of that, and that can, you know, that can harm a career.
Where were you 40 years ago or 45 years ago when I started my career? That is great advice.
I wish I had told very young me that that piece of advice, frankly. I did learn it relatively early on, but not as early as I could have.
That is brilliant. And it's so true, isn't it? It's so true.
Yeah. You know, well, thank you.
Well, let me ask you, here's the harder question, I think, is, you know, what's been the biggest mistake you've made professionally and what did you learn from it?
Well, so, you know, gosh, you know, you got all day. and I say that tongue in cheek because, but I do mean, you know, I think the more aggressive and more ambitious and more creative you are, the more mistakes you're going to make in your career. And that's okay. You know, you just don't want to make them twice. But I would share with you, especially as it relates to development, you know, there's one mistake, sadly, that I have made more than once, although I vowed I'm never going to do it again. And that is, let myself get talked into going into a conversation with a prospective donor and sort of heavily armed with a lot of giving opportunities and maybe even an ask in the first time I'm meeting them.
Oh.
And, you know, we've all had these conversations with, you know, colleagues, whether, you know, in healthcare, whether it's, you know, the physician who's close to that grateful patient, or, you know, a board member who's, you know, who just knows that their friend, you know, wants to give, and, you know, this is what, you know, the board member rates them at, and, you know, you should ask them for, you know, for X number of dollars for Y project. And, you know, what I think we all know is you've got to really listen the gift, right? You've really got to listen, and you've got to build a relationship, and you've got to use your own, you know, the reason why you're in, you know, we're all in our jobs is that we've developed this professional judgment and these skills over the years of, you know, kind of how to do this. And at least for me, you know, the way I do this is, the way I do my work is, you know, I build a relationship, and while I rely on a lot of third party intelligence, there's no substitute for, you know, for what I'm able to assess on my own. Kind of laying eyes on a donor, right? And so then you go in and, you know, you can let yourself kind of get pushed into this transactional approach with somebody. And it can really put them off. Or even if it doesn't put them off, you could end up with a suboptimal gift for the wrong thing because you didn't follow your own instincts and your own training and your own judgment and listen.
You know, one of my partners says all the time, we build a great company based on all of Eddie's mistakes. There's an awful lot of truth to that. And I've made that same mistake where I was focused on getting a gift and not finding the right fitting for my donor.
Right.
You know,
it happens.
Oh, it does. It's so easy. It's so easy to do. Well, Art, I can't thank you enough for your time. This conversation today with Art Ochoa, who is the Senior Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for Cedars Sinai, has really shared practical advice. That's what I love about these podcasts. These incredibly talented professionals sharing really tremendous information that if we practice, it would make a huge difference. So, Art, anything else you want to add before we end?
No, you can find me on LinkedIn. And you know, on the Cedars Sinai website. And Eddie, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me. And I wish everybody great health and good career success out there in the world.
Art, thank you for taking your time. I know you didn't have to do this. You're a busy person, but your willingness to share with others is so deeply appreciated. And when I get out to LA again, I'm going to come by and we'll buy you a cup of coffee or lunch or something.
Absolutely. It's LA. It's going to be a latte or something.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that. Well, you've enjoyed this conversation today with a real icon in our industry. We look forward to having you in the next time we have a conversation with industry icons. Until then, go out and pursue at your very best. Just be the very best you can be every single day. And thank you for joining us.